Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and from the Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. Amen. After some last-minute Christmas shopping, Clara Null was rushing with her grandkids into the car. As she was closing the door, four-year-old Jason said, "Grandma, Susie has something in her pocket." He reached into Susie's pocket and pulled out a new red beret. Though she was tired, Clara knew it was important for Susie to take the beret back to the store, apologize to the manager, and put the item back where she had found it. So they did just that. And later they stopped for a few quick groceries, and at the checkout, the clerk asked, "Have you kids been good so Santa will come?" Big brother Jason said, "I've been very good, but my sister just robbed a store." Well, I'm certain on this Christmas Eve that all of you young people have been good. How exciting it is to wait for Santa. Even more exciting, however, is the coming of the baby Jesus. You may have heard of the man in Wales a few years ago who sought for 42 years to win the affection of a certain woman. Finally, in 1985, on his 43rd attempt, she said yes. But by then, they were 74 years old. Every week for 40 years, this shy man slipped a weekly love letter under his neighbor's door. After writing 2,184 love letters without ever getting a response, this persistent old man finally summoned up enough courage to present himself in person. He knocked on the door and the reluctant lady and asked for her hand. And to his delight and his surprise, she accepted. There is something about a personal visit. More than 2,000 years ago, God made a personal visit to this planet in the babe of Bethlehem. It is probably the most lovely story ever told. You've just heard it read. That's one of my favorites. But it always ends, "She wrapped him in swaddling cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn." And I always get startled by that line, "No room for them in the inn." Those words have touched hearts for 2,000 years. No room. Is there room for Christ in your world this evening? That's the simple question that I really want to ask tonight. Do you have room for him? So many things crowd him out. For example, the busyness of the season can crowd him out. This service this evening may be the first chance that many of you have had to catch your breath and take in the true meaning of this holy season. I love the wonderful story Max Lucado tells in his book, The Applause of Heaven. He talks about the busyness of life. He tells a legend about an emperor in India who built a grand temple in memory of his second wife. You know the temple. It's called the Taj Mahal. The building of this memorial began in 1631. It took 20,000 people working for 22 years to complete. The legend says the emperor wanted the temple to be a dramatic symbol of his love for his wife. Her coffin was placed in the center of a large parcel of land, and construction of the temple was begun around it. No expense was spared, but as the weeks turned into months, the Shah became obsessed with the grand hall that he was constructing. So he was so engrossed with the project that he almost forgot about his wife. And late one evening, while hurriedly walking from one end of the construction site to the other, he accidentally bumped his leg against a wooden box. He was irritated by this, and impatiently he brushed the dust from his leg and ordered the workers to throw the box out. The emperor did not realize that the box held the remains of his beloved wife. He had thrown out her coffin. He had failed to remember that she was there. Thus, the one for whom the temple was being built had been cast out. The one who had inspired the whole project was forgotten. The one the temple was intended to honor had been harshly put aside, absent-mindedly thrown away, and blatantly ignored. This ancient legend is a painfully relevant parable of the way some people celebrate Christmas today. Sometimes we become so involved in the tasks and the details of Christmas that we forget the one that we are honoring. The very busyness of the season may keep us from making room for Christ. Our own coldness of heart may also keep him out. Not everyone is prepared spiritually for the coming of Christ into their heart. I love this story. Following their church's late night Christmas Eve service, Harriet's family decided to stop somewhere for a late night breakfast. The only place open was on that Christmas Eve was a truck stop at a nearby interstate junction. A few big diesels rumbled outside. Inside, a few truckers sat at the counter. A jukebox played a country song that went something like this: "When you leave, walk out backwards, so I'll think you're coming in." a great song. On the front door, on the front window, were a few multicolored blinking lights. The place smelled like bacon grease and stale cigarette smoke. The one-armed man stood behind the counter. The family squeezed into a booth. A thin waitress named Rita sauntered over. She managed a weary smile and handed them their menus. And Harriet looked around. She felt a little bit like a snob and out of place. Her family had just come from a beautiful Christmas Eve service, and soon they would be heading to their lovely home for the night. She thought that one day they would look back and laugh and say to each other, "Remember the Christmas that we ate breakfast at that truck stop? That awful music and those tacky lights?" She was staring out the window when an old Volkswagen van drove up, and a young man with a beard and wearing jeans got out. He walked around and opened the door for a young woman who was holding a baby, and they hurried inside and took a nearby booth. When Rita, the waitress, took their orders, the baby began to cry, and neither of the young parents could quiet him. And Rita reached over and held out her arms. "Sit down and drink your coffee, honey," she said. "Let me see what I can do." It was evident that Rita had done this before with her own brood. And she began talking and walking around the place, and she showed the baby to one of the truckers, who began to whistle and make silly faces. And the baby stopped crying, and she showed the baby the blinking lights on the window and the lights on the jukebox, and she brought the baby over to Harriet's table. "Just look at this little darling," she said. "Mine are so big and grown." The one-armed fellow behind the counter brought a pot of coffee to Harriet's table. He refilled their mugs, and Harriet felt tears in her eyes, and her husband wanted to know, "Honey, what's wrong?" "Well, nothing, just Christmas," she told him, reaching for a purse for a Kleenex and a quarter. "Go see if you can find a Christmas song on that jukebox," she told the children. And when they were gone, Harriet said, "He'd come here, wouldn't he?" "Who?" her husband asked. "Jesus," Harriet said. "If Jesus were born in this town tonight, and the choices were our neighborhood, the church, or this truck stop, it would be here, wouldn't it?" And her husband didn't answer right away, but looked around the place, looked at the people, and finally said, "Either here or a homeless shelter." "That's what bothers me," Harriet said. "When we first got here, I felt sorry for these people because they probably aren't going home to the neighborhoods where the houses have candles in the windows and wreaths on the doors. And listening to that awful music, I thought, I'll bet nobody here has even heard of Handel. Now I think that more than any place I know, this is where Christmas is, but I don't belong." And as they walked to the car, her husband put his arm around her and said, "Remember," reminding her, "the angel said, I bring great news of great joy to all people." If you have a cold heart, that story will mean nothing to you. If you have room in your heart for Christ this night, it could change the way you look at the world. The busyness of the season may keep us from making room. The coldness of our hearts may have the same effect. The most likely cause of our not making room for Christ, however, is our incessant occupation with our own needs. Some of you may be familiar with a movie from the 1940s. You know this movie? I love this movie. The Bishop's Wife, you know? An Episcopal bishop played by David Niven has been working for months on the plans for a new cathedral, and it becomes his obsession. Like the emperor building the Taj Mahal, he loses sight of his family. He almost forgets why he became a churchman in the first place. He's so frustrated, he turns to God for guidance. And God responds by sending him an unlikely angel named Dudley, played by Cary Grant. And Dudley does his job but not in the way the bishop would have preferred. The movie is both comedy and drama, but of course, in the end, everyone lives happily ever after. In the final scene, the bishop delivers a Christmas Eve sermon at his former parish, a sermon which Dudley had penned. It begins like this. Tonight I want to tell you a story of an empty stocking. Once upon a midnight clear, there was a child's cry. A blazing star hung over a stable, and wise men came with birthday gifts. We haven't forgotten that night down through the centuries. We celebrate it with stars on Christmas trees, with the sound of bells, and with gifts, but especially with gifts. You give me a book, I give you a tie. Aunt Martha has always wanted an orange squeezer, and Uncle Harry could do with a new pipe. For we forget nobody, adult or child. All the stockings are filled, all that is except one. And we have even forgotten to hang it up, the stocking for the child born in a manger. It's his birthday we're celebrating. Don't let us ever forget that. Let us ask ourselves what he would wish for most, and then let each put in his share, loving kindness, warm hearts, and stretched out hands of tolerance, all the shining gifts that make for peace on earth. Wouldn't it be a wonderful tradition if you all went home tonight and found another stocking and hung it up? Just stick it up there. Hang a stocking up for the Christ child. And perhaps in that stocking you might put truly something relevant for the season. Perhaps a gift to be presented to a person in need. Perhaps a prayer. Or maybe leave it up all year and put a couple dollars in every day. Fill it up and then take it to a homeless shelter. Take it to a mission. Do something. It might be the best way for us to remember. Or a simple prayer signifying that you will work more earnestly for God's kingdom in the year ahead. Is there room this night in your world for the Christ child? Or is there no room in the inn? Amen.